The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on 94.7 FM WSNY. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. I love that song that was just on. It's one of my favorites. Today, what we're going to do is, because the Olympics are going on, I thought we would have an Olympic theme to the show. And I'm trying to get Louis Vito to be on the show at some point down the line. As it turns out, my son and his son did gymnastics together when they were younger. And I spoke to his dad, and I have an email in, or actually he's sending it an email for me, to see if when Louis' schedule settles down, if he can be a guest on our show. The reason is I want to find out how they handle dental care at the Olympics. You know, do they have American dentists? How many injuries do they have? That sort of thing. So we will see what comes of that. But also, I thought our theme for the question of the day should be Olympic as well. And the question is this. I was watching the Olympics yesterday, and I realized that Eric Heiden, a gold medal winning Olympic athlete, I believe a speed skater, went on to become an orthopedic surgeon. So it made me wonder, were there any other Olympians that maybe went on to become dentists? And what I came up with was this question. Which former Olympic athlete planned on becoming a dentist after the Olympics? Which former famous Olympic athlete planned on becoming a dentist after the Olympics? You can send in your guesses to drkavitko@gmail.com, or you can call us, and the number is 459-9769, and the show is only a half hour long, so you need to call soon. Get your guesses in soon so that we can give your guesses or talk to you on the air. It's a live call-in show, so feel free to pick up the phone, and that's 459-9769. Before I do go on with the show, I just want to mention how appreciative I still am about having won the 2010 Business Person of the Year Award given by the Clintonville Area Chamber of Commerce. There was a dinner this past Friday. There was a silent auction. It was a wonderful event. I'm honored. I was in awe of all of the very nice, very smart, very savvy people in the room. I was surprised by the fact that Senator Jim Hughes was there. Councilman Andrew Ginther was there. Representative Carney, I'm sorry. And I even received a nice letter from Mary Jo Kilroy's office. Actually, I'm sorry, she actually signed it, but it came from her office on Olentangy River Road. So very honored, much appreciated, and I just want to thank everybody involved. And I'm going to spend the next year trying to live up to the title. All right. Also, we, you know, what we were talking about was the Olympics and a little bit about, you know, Eric Heiden. Eric Heiden, he's very interesting to me because when he decided to become a physician, he basically put aside the notoriety that comes with being an Olympic athlete, and he kind of shunned the spotlight. The person that I'm going to tell you later as the answer to our question of the day didn't. He actually had a chance to bask in the limelight and probably make millions of dollars, but he didn't. So I thought it was kind of neat. And actually, Eric's work is especially interesting because as an Olympic athlete, he is able to better understand what the Olympic athletes are going through. And he kind of revels in the notion that they don't even know that he was an Olympian, and they just call him Dr. Haydn, and at some point, some of them figure it out. So I think that's kind of very cool. All right, so before we get to the actual topic, let's go ahead. We have a caller on the line. Her name is Sandy, and Sandy, you're on the line with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. What's your question or comment?
Well, first of all, I wasn't sure if I heard correctly. Do you want to know which one became a dentist or which one currently playing is going to become a dentist?
Oh, it would be which one wanted to become a dentist but decided not to. Do you know of someone that did?
Mark Spitz.
Mark Spitz.
He was a summer Olympian back in the day, and he won, I think, 7 gold medals, and I'm pretty sure he became a dentist.
You know what? You're right and you're not right. Mark Spitz is the one that I was talking about, but instead of becoming a dentist, he decided to pursue his career in the media. I guess he made like $7 million the first year after his after winning the Olympics in 72, and he just decided to not pursue being a dentist after all.
Oh, okay.
So
see, now that part I didn't realize. I knew that they had touted him as he was performing on the Olympics, that he was going to become a dentist.
Right.
Because I'm old enough to remember that.
Well, that's really cool. He was a pre-dental student at Indiana University.
Mm-hmm.
And then after winning the gold in 1972, he decided to go ahead and go on the speaking circuit. Did things like was on Johnny Carson
oh yeah, I remember the hype.
He had the lucrative corporate endorsement contracts. Besides, he did Milk Advisory Board commercials, Adidas, Speedo, all of those things. And, remember the posters of him wearing a swimsuit?
Oh, yes.
That's probably how you remembered. Hey, this is the first time somebody got the answer right on the first try. Now what am I going to do? Anyway, no, hey, I really appreciate the call. But we both learned something. So, Mark Spitz. But I think that's kind of neat. That was his goal. He always wanted to be a dentist, but I guess the $7 million was a little bit too much to pass up.
I guess so. And then it was worth more than it is now. Exactly.
Well, Sandy, thanks so much for listening and for calling in. I appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
You
goodbye.
Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye now. So, that's great. For example, a lot of athletes, I think... Kent Graham, I believe, an OSU football player, went on to be a physician. And I think that also kind of dispels the myth that athletes are not intelligent. It seems like there are a lot of people that think it's either or. You're either an athlete or you're smart, and it's not so much the case anymore. These people are dedicated to both their sport and their studies. So... Okay, now let me tell you a little bit about. I've been so curious, and one of the things I want to ask Louis Vito when he calls is, about the dental situation at the Olympics. But I was able to learn a little bit by doing some research, and what we found was, get this, I didn't know this, but the International Olympic Committee has mandated that 20% of athletes that come to the Olympics receive a comprehensive dental exam, including a screening for oral cancer. And there will be 72 dentists and their volunteer assistants, and they anticipate they're going to see about 800 athletes. 800 athletes will sit in their dental chairs for treatment, and they're going to be doing everything from minor or routine dental care to trauma surgery. I had no idea. I think that's really cool that the Athletic Commission, the International Olympic Committee, has deemed dental exams as very, very important, which, of course, I believe they are. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the kinds of things that they do, the facilities that they have, and that sort of thing. So thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
You make me smile like the sun, fall out of bed, sing like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record, crazy on a Sunday night.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. And so I figure you're home, you're not numb, you can ask. So if you have a question, feel free to pick up the phone. The number is 459-9769. We'll be happy to talk about anything that you want to talk about. But in the meantime, we're going to talk a little bit about the athletes at our Olympic event and all of the behind-the-scenes things that happen when it comes to dental care. So what they're saying here in this, and by the way, I probably need to give the reference for this article. The article was written, it was in the Sun Health Issues Reporter, and it was written by Pamela Fairman of the Vancouver Sun, and this is from February 15th of this year, so very, very current. And basically, like I mentioned, there are 72 dentists. They expect, based on previous winter games, the dentists will see about 100 trauma cases involving possible damage to teeth, lips, cheek, and tongues, and broken bones. And of those, up to 20 cases might require surgery under general anesthetic after they're transferred to Vancouver General Hospital. So, I mean, I remember, you might remember watching Shaun White in going to, for the trials, or right before the Olympics. He had a little spill. He came down and he hit his, what looked like his face on the ledge there of the half pipe, and his head bounced back and everything. And he had his scarf pulled up over his mouth and nose. And I was thinking, boy, he must be really looking bad under there, but he was hiding something. But apparently, in talking to Louis Vito's dad, he hit his cheekbone, not his mouth, not his teeth. And it must have just been more of an abrasion, because if you've seen him, it looks all healed. Doesn't look like there's any injury or any scar or anything like that. So that was awful good. Now, they go on to say in this article that athletes who wear mouth guards have a lower risk of concussions and serious oral injuries. So the dentists at the games are going to be trying to coax more of these athletes into using these devices. And, of course, they're also going to provide general hygiene information. And just as a little side note, you know, we do know that mouth guards are proven to minimize the damage to teeth from accidents and the impact, and that reduce the effect of concussions. Now, they're going to have a laboratory right there on site, and they're going to take impressions and molds, and on the spot, they're going to create these customized mouth guards for the Olympians. The problem they're having is that it's very hard to get an Olympian who's not used to wearing a mouth guard to start doing so. But I guess they just, you know, they're creatures of habit. They just don't want anything that's going to disrupt their routine. We don't really know why they don't wear mouth guards. In fact, this Dr. Zed said, he quote, "I don't think I can pinpoint why that is, but they train so hard and are focused on doing things a certain way, and they don't want to all of a sudden do something that might throw them off. But mouth guards should be really seen as an extension of the helmets, pads, and other protective equipment that is worn, especially in hockey. A big part is awareness, and that's one of our roles." And that's from Dr. Zed, who's one of the Olympic dentists. Now, I don't get it, because you may know that my son played hockey and he played lacrosse, and in youth hockey and high school hockey, they're required to wear mouth guards. In fact, the mouth guards have to be a colored material so the refs can see that they're wearing them, because if they don't have a mouth guard, they can get a penalty or have to sit out for a while. But something happens when they go to college and the NHL and things like that. I guess it's considered being a wimp or something to wear a mouth guard. I don't get that. It just it's like, why not protect your your face, your teeth, and your smile? Maybe the mentality is, hey, when I retire from the NHL, I'll go get a bridge or an implant or something. But maybe we dentists have done too good a job of showing people that we can replace their smile once they have it knocked out. I've had several hockey players, who used to play either minor league or NHL hockey. In fact, one of my classmates in dental school had played for the Boston Bruins. Sure enough, was missing one or two front teeth during dental school. He'd had a little one-tooth partial, and he'd flip it down with his tongue. And a college hockey coach that I know could do the same thing. When he flipped his partial down, he had two front teeth missing. But here's an interesting thing. As I mentioned, they're also going to be doing cancer screenings. And, for instance, alpine sports athletes who train year-round at high elevations are especially prone to damaging ultraviolet rays, which raises the risk of developing skin cancer and lip cancers. The problem's compounded by the additional reflection of the ultraviolet radiation off the snow and ice. And Dr. Zed points to a German study that showed outdoor athletes seem unaware of the elevated cancer risks associated with their training. So this will be great that they will be able to educate the athletes, maybe help them prevent cancer at some point down the line. Also, a lot of athletes in Nordic events chew tobacco, and that contains, as we know, numerous carcinogens that can cause oral cancers. So that's why dentists are going to be screening them for precancerous lesions using the Velscope, which is a device developed by a British Columbia cancer agency that emits a blue light inside the mouth to help detect suspicious tissue that needs further investigation. Now, the reason I mention that, and this may be starting to sound a little dry, is I have the Velscope. It's one of the things that I use to detect oral cancer. It's a great adjunct. I love having it. Kind of takes away some of the guesswork for me. I mean, there's nothing as good as being able to spot it initially, but if I have any question, I get out the Velscope and I shine it in the patient's mouth. Basically, we just look at the tissue. It's really cool. We just shine it in their mouth, and if there is a precancerous change, it will show up black. It's very neat, because there no longer is a question mark as to whether we need to either refer to an oral pathologist or to an oral surgeon, or to simply do a biopsy if we deem it's necessary. So I hope to learn a lot more from somebody that's actually been there, and I hope when Louis does call that we don't find out that he had a dental injury or something. But it would be kind of neat to find out he was one of the 20% mandated to go and have a dental exam. A lot of times I find, and you know what, I find this with cheerleaders too, and I don't know why, but cheerleaders, and I've treated a couple OSU cheerleaders as my at my time at the dental school as a teacher. And they have these beautiful smiles, and they're all bubbly and everything. And you look in their mouth, and I'm not saying if you're a cheerleader, don't get this wrong. I'm not saying every cheerleader is like this, but I've just noticed a lot of them have this going on, where you look in their mouth, and except for the front six teeth on the top and bottom that you pretty much show when you smile, the back teeth are all full of cavities, in some cases crumbling. And I don't know why that is. I really don't. Maybe if there's a cheerleader listening, you can give me a call and tell me if you're just afraid of the dentist or something, or you're just too darn busy, because I would expect that you might even be just too darn busy. Think about it. They're at all these different events, basketball, and they go to track meets, and they do football, and I'm assuming wrestling and women's basketball and all of these different sports. Their demands for them are pretty high. But anyway, the point is that athletes, I believe, need to do a better job. I think they kind of take their smile for granted. They take their mouth for granted. And I'll tell you what, I don't think Louis Vito would be as famous as he is if he didn't have a nice smile. Don't you agree? And and by the way, my wife was able to learn that now on the circuit, you all know Louis Vito was on Dancing with the Stars, and he's probably about, 5'2" or something? He just never really grew. And so now on the circuit, the other snowboarders call him Tiny Dancer. he takes a lot of ribbing, but he's a good sport, and he's a good kid, and comes from a great family, so we're really, really proud of him, really happy. Took fifth place, so he didn't medal, but that's still not bad. I mean, to make it to the Olympics is just absolutely amazing, and we really wish him well, and you know, now we have to wait to hear from him, because he's so famous. We have to go through his publicist and his manager, so we just have to wait and hope that we get a call back. His dad said he'd do the best he could, but couldn't promise, so we'll just have to see, because just depends on whether his schedule cools off a little bit or not. So anyway, before we go to the break, let me just remind you that this show is available by podcast a couple ways. You can go to iTunes and search under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, or you can go to columbustoday.com and type in Dentally Speaking, and you will be able to hear this show broadcast at 2 p.m. and at 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So you can sit at your desk at work, go there, columbustoday.com, type in Dentally Speaking, start the show. It just says listen live. Minimize it to your toolbar at the bottom, and you can sit there at work and listen to the show. So, excuse me, when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about this and some other topics. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Don't miss the February 19th through the 21st Sprout Swap at Sprout Soup, your natural children's store on High Street in Clintonville. Bring your gently used cloth diapers and baby carriers and earn cash or store credit for all you sell. Drop off at Sprout Soup between January 26th and February 12th and check out other great deals on our extensive line of cloth diapers, baby carriers, natural toys, and safe feeding supplies. The Sprout Swap will begin at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 19th, and continue through closing until 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 21st. Noah and Alyssa are always available to answer questions or offer suggestions in the child-friendly atmosphere at Sprout Soup, or you may reach them at SproutSoup.com or by phone 614-26-SPROUT. That's 26-SPROUT. Again, find them online or visit them and the boys at 4310 North High Street at Henderson in Clintonville. You'll be glad you did.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And we were talking about the cheerleaders earlier. And that was a group of cheerleaders from the Ashland High School varsity and junior varsity teams that I interviewed over the summer, the Ashland Arrows. So I want to thank them for making up that cheer for me. We did have a nice talk with them back then about dental care, and I will tell you that those girls seem to be taking care of their teeth, so maybe it's just when they go off to college or something that a lot of them tend to let it go. Now, I was a little bit more about the athletes at the Olympic Games, and I thought this was an interesting fact. The value of the dental services and equipment for the Games, dental services and equipment, is estimated to be worth about $1 million. But almost the entire amount is covered by in-kind donations. So, for example, the firm 3MSP provided a large array of dental supplies, and some dental chairs were donated by a local company. And at least one of the four chairs will become a legacy, taking up a permanent home at the University of British Columbia Ice Arena after the Games. So that's pretty cool. They're going to have one of the dental chairs used in the Olympics at the University of British Columbia Ice Arena. And then in trying to figure out why the athletes tend to defer dental care, Dr. Jack Taunton, he's the co-chief medical officer of the games, he says that it's probably because these athletes tend to be so nomadic. They're moving around all the time. They just don't stay in one place very long. So, you know, he's really hoping that many of them will take advantage of the superior care they can get while they're in Vancouver and Whistler. So also, just as a little side note, it was originally planned that the University of British Columbia dental students would be involved in delivering this care. But Dr. Taunton said that issues over liability and malpractice insurance kind of came up, and the International Olympic Committee said that the Olympics weren't conducive to teaching. So for the athletes, if any of them are listening or they have parents that are listening, just so you know, you're going to be getting the best care from fully trained dentists, not dental students. Now, don't get me wrong. Dental students do a pretty good job, and they have oversight. Nothing gets done without the instructor checking it off. And so I do believe that you do get excellent care when you go to a dental school, especially Ohio State University, which is where I went and where I taught. But the reality is that after somebody has graduated and after they've spent several years in practice, they do hone their skills and get to be a little bit better. We'll say much better. But don't be afraid to go to the College of Dentistry, because if you know, it's really you pay with your time instead of your money. And if you have the time, you can get some pretty good care. I always like to give out a fun fact or two during our show. And here's one. Did you know that China sets aside September 20th as a national holiday known as Love Your Teeth Day? See, I did not know that. Love Your Teeth Day is September 20th in China. And maybe we need to have one of those in the U.S. We actually have a, obviously we have Children's Dental Health Month, which is this month. But we don't have a day. Maybe we should make it a holiday, right? Everybody gets to go home or stay home. My producer's sitting, knocking, shaking his head yes. My wife's going, yeah, a day home we can spend together. Anyway, so let me think. All right, so one more thing. I want to remind people, especially people listening on columbustoday.com, that as you're listening to the show, if you think of any questions you would like answered on the show, please feel free to send us an email, dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. And if you would, in the subject line, just put radio show question or question for radio show, however you want to put it. And I will know that's what it is. I'll grab them, put them all together, and we'll address your questions on the air as time goes by. You can also follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. And I do it in all caps, and I'm not sure why I do that, and I think, but I'm not sure you have to, but you probably should just to be safe. So it's DrkVitko is how I spell Dr. Kvitko. And the last thing I want to mention is you can learn more about upcoming show topics, see photographs of previous guests, interesting things that we've done, in two different ways. One is when you go to columbustoday.com and you type in Dentally Speaking, you'll be able to access these photos and podcasts of shows, but you can also do so by going to dentallyspeaking.com, and you'll be able to see much the same thing. Maybe a little bit more detail, because that's a site that my own webmaster handles, so I can get things up there a little quicker. But I do appreciate you listening. Tell your friends, tell your family members to tune in. There's a lot of neat information. We try to make it fun, and I think you'll find that it's very interesting and enlightening. I know when I first started doing the show, there were some folks that thought, well, how can you talk about teeth for like more than three episodes? But I promise you, we have never run out of ideas. A lot of good information, neat stuff, you know, shows where a woman had her eyesight restored with a tooth, a vaccine against tooth decay coming up, all kinds of things. Next week, we think we're going to have an interview with a Lithuanian dentist who still lives and practices in Lithuania. That ought to be interesting. So please tune in every Sunday morning at 7 here on Sunny 95, and then listen to replays on columbuscity.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week. Have a great week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.